guarantee you that whoever received that which is undeserved will not enjoy a farthing of it. That's just the promise, because how can you enjoy what you have butchered? Would anyone like to ask me some questions? Because I realize I've moved from about the mid-1950s to 1996, and all that's a vacant place. There are many, many sightings every day. Please.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a show on the TV called Prophecies 4. And on that, they had a lot of people who were prophesizing. Not the ones that we're used to. They did mention Scallion and his map, but that's all. But on the show, the man mentioned that the Mayan calendar ended 2012. Now, what I've been hearing that I thought you were saying, unless you weren't saying in the past, it was the Mayan calendar that ended in 1987. That goes 25 years more. Do you have any reason for that 25 years?
Yes, I do. It's merely a term of counting. It is like trying to decide when was the time of Christ that you moved into the new common era. And some will say, well, he was literally born in 4 B.C., literally born in 26 B.C., literally born in 24 A.D. You know, it's just in such a long period of time, you have errors. That's number one. The calendars, the Aztec, Mayan, Aboriginal calendars were structured in such a way as to change at the time of the harmonic convergence. And that didn't mean a lot to anybody. Some of the New Age did their thing, and we did our thing here, not even calling it that. But that is a frequency, a merging of the harmonics, tonal harmonics of the globe. And so it truly was the time of the beginning of a new way of counting. So in 1987, in August, on the 17th, began a new counting, because that's when the old calendar, Mayan included, ended. But you will have a projection by one such as Nostradamus, etc., that the earth itself will continue on in this era until about 2026 or something like that. And you'll find that it will all truly, in the long run, mathematically work out. We started the new counting because this is what the Aboriginals would once again count from the 17th. 1987 was year one, so that you are now in year nine. So when you pass your first decade, you are into some heavy, heavy changes and stuff. Let me tell you, stuff. Now, the full-blown photon experience, where you are literally going to be baked by those invisible light rays, I expect, from the way the sequence is working and the way the openings are occurring in atmospheric conditions, so that you're losing your sheltering, and literally losing your sheltering. But that's also a natural phenomenon for what is evolving in its cycle. You see, you're getting ready to, if you need to, or I need to is not the word. Dharma's given me the wrong word. If it happens that there is a dissolution, go back and read Childhood's End. The system of the earth in its illusionary manifestation, its created manifestation, will be in its perfect cycle for disillusionment back into light in about the year 2011. Whether you will continue through that or not, or you will actually be remanifest elsewhere into a more secure place where human can inhabit, it will be decided at that time what will actually occur. by what happens up until then. And whether or not you'll be able to recognize these changes, I can't predict that. Some will, some won't. Some of us will just continue to do our job, and it will evolve however it happens, and we'll be prepared either way. But you can see that on Earth, many, many magnificent apocalyptic things have happened. The remnants are there for you to find. Now, are those being created and put there for this time in a cycle that maybe you recognize, but it's new, it's old? You see, sometimes you get so distracted by these possibilities that you don't notice that the now is all you have. And the potential of an anticipated future. But you do have memory from which to pull. And you have eons and eons of memory from which to pull. And therefore, mankind, collective consciousness, will dredge up memories so that you have those with which to work toward your potential anticipated future. And when you start trying to count, you will find that at the time of the harmonic convergence in 1987, even the Mayan calendar changed. And there will be an interim period of time, and they may start their actual year one later. But it's counted for. And if anybody taped that, would be very happy to spend a time down here sharing it. You need to see those things several times. Anyone else? I butchered that one.
Commander, some of us who live over in, on and near Black Mountain have heard from time to time, particularly in the evening, low, low frequency thumping sounds. It's similar to some of these ghetto blaster car stereos where you hear the bass drum thumping, but only it's not in a particular rhythmic sequence. It's sort of a random thing, and it's even actually sounds lower than that frequency. It's just a big kind of a thud sound. Is there any comment you want to make on that?
Yes, most of the tunnels are now tunneled right up to the crystal. They're not allowed to go into the crystal, and there is, just like you have on your waterways, national boundaries, there are some electronic shields in place so that crystal can't be touched. And when you have the resonance of digging machines and generators and things like are underground around here, it will resonate through those tunnels and bounce off that shield. And some of the ends of those tunnels are not yet finished, but they're close. They're close to you. And those become usable things if we need to use them. And it's going to be, rather than disease to a lot of you, it's going to be this incredible intensifying of those pulse beams. They're going to hit you hard. And they're going to do exactly what most of you have been suffering from, that smooth muscle response that causes vomiting, diarrhea, all of these things without necessarily the bug. And it's very, very difficult to tell the difference. So it's just something to get through. If you have a large breakout in a town, for instance, then you can be pretty sure you've got a bug. If some of you are coming down with something that others around town are not complaining of, it's because your frequency is so different that this, and I'm not talking about a change in their frequency. I'm talking about a change in their intensity of bombardment with that same frequency. And it's hard on you. Anything else? I know that when this settles in, you're going to have a zillion questions, and I'm going to start trying to answer them for you.
Commander?
Yes.
You covered aliens, UFOs, and that. You also mentioned that you were going to talk about who is Commander, who you are. I also...
Back it all the way up from your lips.
I also remember that you said that you're as close as what it is to come to what the God state is. I was interested in what might be described as beyond that from where you are. Am I making sense?
Yes. In each, let us call it scenario or sequence of events or planetary establishment, creator created creation of a given play, a given play, that's good. As you move on through your sequential growth in various and sundry dimensional experience, obviously, we talk here about soul. We all experience at some level, at all times, in same time. Mankind and all creation is simply the thought of God, Creator. Now that sounds big. That is big. That is universal. It is energy. It is light. And there is only one source for all what you might call universes. That source, that creator God, is light, is thought, and projects that thought into what you can call manifest creation. And that's where I serve. I serve within that light. As I and any of you experience, I will experience where it is necessary or appropriate within that God fragment, that light. Many of you have experienced at extremely high levels within this source, within this light. When there comes a time of experience, because that's all you can call it, that there would be creation of planet, of structure, of society, of civilization, of beings, then we each experience in that scenario, if that's of us, and we each want to experience in every kind of way that we can, everywhere that we can, because it's all still within the one silent stillness of light, being projected out, being brought in. Only it works more like a spiraling or a piston. Expanding, you know, and contracting. That's all there is, expansion and contraction. I serve because this is my preference to serve this planet, this thought formation, as the one light or atom. That's all the term means, the one light. Well, there is only one light. And this is what has offended Leon. I have that position. I bear that position. I can't help it if he doesn't like it. That's where I fit. I head the command. I bring the host. I can't help it if he doesn't like that either. I can't help it if you don't. Maybe you'd rather have Corton run it. Maybe Corton will run it next time. Maybe Soltec should run it. But he's got his hands full. And I pull rank. It's that simple. There is a pecking order. I don't like to use it that way because you think of chickens pecking each other or the bigger getting and all this. But there is a growth factor. And if I created it, I get to run it. Pure and simple. And I didn't get to be in that position of being able to run it by running it poorly. Or being a lousy disciplinarian, or whatever else you want to conjure in your physical brains. Because you don't have to worry about who I am. You only have to worry about who are you. Because if you have that connection, no matter what you want to call it, you've got it. And you can stray a long way out in every direction because Creator doesn't care. You're out to experience. You're out to fulfill your purpose. You're out to locate your purpose. And you are given some pretty good guidelines. And you know when you're outside your guidelines. And you know when you start blaming everybody else for your own failure or your own position. You are justifying, making excuses for whatever it is you do. God doesn't want to hear your excuses. He sees what you do. He knows what you are. And He knows where you need to go. And so do you. And in this mission, I serve as a head of the hosts. And we call it the Pleiades Sector Command because most of you come via Pleiades. That is your sister. That is your reflection. Most of you who feel disarranged and away from home and are searching and seeking, but you basically have it, but you're lonely, you feel misplaced, that's because you're misplaced. And just as a soldier would get very homesick were he in the Foreign Legion, the French Legion, say over in the Gobi Desert or wherever you might find the French Legion, he's homesick. He's lonely. You don't fit here. Does that mean that those brothers over there are so far advanced of you that it overshadows you in etheric form? No. That is what I repeat is your reflection. But yes, there is a higher understanding in almost all of the places of Pleiades. That doesn't make it better, it makes it different. And not so far advanced that you can't fit in a very physical way if you just transferred over right now. The atmosphere is a little thinner. We have prepared on most of those truly inhabited advanced cities into technology that can put up with winds uncounted amounts. Structures just will hold. So there's a lot of wondrous technology that will be brought. In the Pleiades sector fleets, you will find most of the teachers, the instructors, and the head command, especially of the mothercraft, to be Aetherians. Therefore, that's where I fit. That does not mean that I cannot be human if I choose. I would be lighter in frequency. This is why I would represent such a tall being. Because linearly, it's very difficult to compress. Most Pleiadians look enough like you that they fit in. You have fewer of the mixed races, not because you don't have mixed blood particularly, but because of the atmospheric conditions and so forth. You'll be pale. And most of the various colored experiences is because of a difference and merging of peoples. So you no longer have that purity of one race or one race. As far as trying to make you understand, I don't know that I even want to try to make you understand because I don't know that it matters. whatever I represent, it's a very physical, earthly job that we have to accomplish here. And if you go out and you start saying, ah, yes, she receives from God, and now you've got a whole nother set of problems. It's bad enough the way it is. And you have an entire society who will discount it. So, yes, I can sit with her, with you, in this room, and we can share. And you can understand that I'm not usurping and making small a stature of a being of God. But that's where I fit. So if you want me to lie to you and tell you otherwise, that's exactly what it would be, to make you feel better. Anytime that we present, we try to present in the beginning as something you can deal with. It isn't that after a while you're not experienced enough to deal with it. It is that in the beginning it's shocking when you first begin to open your mind to the possibility, because you've been stumbling around, hoping, searching, knowing, but not really receiving it. And that's a pretty heavy load to dump on anybody. So you gradually grow. And there has to be a structuring of what do you offer in a series of journals that can be acceptable. Not only acceptable at the time you're writing them, but to go back and be acceptable. And the reason we wrote so many so quickly was so that you can go back now, and I listened at the break. You can go back now and realize years ago we wrote about AIDS. We wrote about spacecraft. We wrote about ISU. We wrote the truth years ago. And that was for the purpose of giving you confirmation when it breaks in on you now, because it's going to break in on you now. Very soon, they're getting ready to introduce aliens to you. Look at the TV. They're rerunning everything from E.T. to When the World Stood Still. Take your pick, you know. What kind of alien do you want today? Well, I would like just to pick an alien for the day, too. And I have to come along and I must keep up with everything that's going on as regards the laws and aliens so that I don't get you into trouble. And it's unfortunate because you, who do the most for both humanity, for me, for your nation, and for God, cannot be as close and touchy-feely as George Bush. And it doesn't mean he particularly enjoys my company. But he did the other day. He certainly did a couple of days ago. And I think he understands his mission a little bit more acutely. I'm not going to even, I'm not touching that. I am not touching that because we went through quite a while ago at Camp David. I met with George Bush and I said, I can get you out of all of this trouble. All of you in here who were here will remember it. You're going to make some choices, Georgie boy. And I will honor him enough to tell you that of all of the people on your globe, this wimp is just about the most important, strongest man there is. That is serious, serious bigness. That's power.
Is he still a robotoid?
She's been working with the legal center. All she's done, Nora Horn, is rephrase the question.
Oh dear, that's been hanging around for a long time in my mind.
anyone else want to try that one?
I guess I don't get an answer.
No answer today. He's running around with Powell, and they're busy. And I don't want to discuss whether or not they're robots or my toys or yours or what. Let's leave well enough alone. They're running around in the right places.
So, Commander, another thought generated is that in our, seems to be our purpose among all this ground crew stuff to become enlightened by whatever means we go through a lot of hours and hours of meditation or chanting or study of the scriptures or all this stuff we think is going to get us closer, is the ultimate experience to be part of this expanding, retracting light that you talk of, and it simply becomes conscious light that is everything, and we experience that directly?
Well, yes. But I would caution you, and this is a good time to discuss the difference, for instance, in hypnosis. I'm not talking about deep trance mind programming, trauma-based mind warping or fragmentation. I'm talking about hypnosis, self-hypnosis versus meditation. Meditation has really no purpose. Now, I don't want you to jump to the conclusion that it as a whole has no purpose, but you go into meditation trying to empty the mind and be, experience the is-ness, the I am-ness. Hypnosis is helpful to achieve a thing, you go in with motive for accomplishment of something. You can be just lost in a trance on your way to work, but you will find that your mind is wandering not in meditation, but in pondering various and sundry things. It is a refocusing of attention, an altered state of attention, or an altered focus of consciousness. In meditation, you are trying to be pure consciousness. That is your motive.